Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. And I don't know about you, but I need food for the journey. We all need food for the journey, every one of us. And Scripture is one of the best ways, it's probably the best way, that we who are here on earth can follow the Lord. So I encourage you to read just a little bit every day, just one chapter every day. The prayer at the beginning of the readings is this: O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, we do need to learn. No swearing. No speaking badly of another person. If you're responsible in the situation, then of course you have to talk to somebody. But don't just talk about anybody who's done something you don't like. Pray for them. Pray for them. So we take a look at the first book of Kings, chapter 19, verses 16, and then verses 19 to 21. The Lord said to Elijah, "You shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abihu-Mehalah, as prophet to succeed you." Elijah set out and came upon Elisha, son of Shaphat, as he was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. Think of that, 12 yoke of oxen. He was following the 12th. Elijah went over to him and threw his cloak over him. Elisha left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Please, let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, and I will follow you." Elijah answered, "Go back. Have I done anything to you?" Elisha left him, and taking the yoke of oxen, slaughtered them. He used the plowing equipment for fuel to boil their flesh and gave it to his people to eat. Then Elisha left and followed Elijah as his attendant. Think of that. How quick a decision. You hear the word of the Lord. You know what you have to do. And he did it. The point is that we have to be ready at every moment. This is for us now. For at every moment to follow him when he calls. No matter what he calls us to. Whether it's a little thing or a big life-changing thing. And whether the call is for a sudden or a gradual change. That comes from Peter Kreeft. Can I say to God without any qualification, "Thy will be done," in everything, in every time, in any place of circumstance? Pray for the grace to surrender your life completely to him. Brothers and sisters, have you done that? Have you given your life completely to him? Would you be willing? He took care of his family and then went. How quick are we to follow the Lord? And that doesn't mean you're going to hear something every day. You might hear, in my case, once or twice a year. Whatever it might be. We don't often hear his voice, but do we obey our priests? Do we obey the bishop? Do we obey our pastor? Learn what is important and follow it, brothers and sisters. Because you know what Psalm 16 says for today? You are my inheritance, O Lord. You're not going to be deprived of anything if you put your whole life in God's hands. You are my inheritance, O Lord. And that doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. God wants you. You are my inheritance, O Lord. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me, and with him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. You, O Lord, you will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. And now we take a look at Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verse 1, and then verses 13 to 18. Brothers and sisters, for freedom Christ has set you free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. What we want to do, brothers and sisters, right there is follow the Lord, not follow our own ideas as the first thing. What would God will? What would God will? If you don't hear anything, just go right on doing what is good for you. And please, brothers and sisters, do thank him every morning and every evening. Brothers and sisters, for freedom set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For you were called for freedom, brothers and sisters, but do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. In other words, just taking care of yourself or for somebody else. Rather, serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Think of that. Do I? Do you try? Sometimes, you know, you can have a neighbor who's, I don't know, noisy or loud. As I've mentioned to you before, I'm sure. Just say hello to that person or speak to them. Just say something nice, or when you pass by, you can ask them later about all the noise whenever you need to. But don't go to somebody trying to tell them what you want them to do. Believe me, for the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Think of how you love yourself, how you want to be taken care of. But if you go on biting and devouring one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. I say then, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Brothers and sisters, how do you become guided by the Spirit? You receive the Holy Spirit. He's in your heart. Ask him to lead you closer and closer to his Father. He wants to do that. I and the Father are one. He wants to be with you, Jesus, his Father. Please, brothers and sisters, please open your hearts. Brothers and sisters, says St. Paul to the Galatians, remember, for freedom Christ has set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Freedom is not license to do whatever you want. Freedom is to do what you ought to do. John Paul taught us that. Freedom is not license. In other words, you can do anything to do whatever you want. But freedom is to do what you ought to do. John Paul told us that, as I said. Christ set us free from sin, not from obedience or fidelity or virtue or holiness or love. These things make us truly happy. They free us. This comes from Peter Kreeft in a marvelous book called Food for the Soul. And if you can afford it, it's a good-sized book, but if you can afford it, I really recommend that you get it and get this section that's called for Cycle C. From Luke chapter 9, verses 51 to 62, when the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he set messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury the dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." And to him Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." May God, brothers and sisters, speak to you through his word. May he show you how near he wants you to be to him and to follow him. And we do that as we read the scriptures every day. We do that simply by talking to God in our own prayer. We can pray, read very good books, but that's the most important, is to read the Word of God than any other book that might help you to know God's will better. May God abundantly bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.